They'll say, we're learning Simin Kuf Dalid, Sif Beis. Sif Beis comes from a Chuvis, Chuvis Harash, etc. If you have a Achbar that falls into Yayin and Shemen or Sha'ar Mashkim, it's Pogame Bivada, and you don't need Shishim Levato Pleitaso. Basically, by Yayin and Shemen, they have to be Mevusamim. It has to smell good. If an Achbar falls into it, it's going to for sure be Mutter. Even according to the Suffolk, to the Tzad, that a Achbar is Noisein Tam L'Shevach, but in Yayim and Shemen, and Devash, everybody agrees that by Devash also it has to be it has to be Mevusam. So by Yayin, Shemen, and Devash, for sure it is Pogim. The Mechaber adds Sha'ar Mashkin is also Pogim Bevadai, meaning to say that the Suffolk in the Gemara about whether an Achbar is Nosein Tam L'Shevach, that Suffolk is only when it comes to Achbar B'Shichra, and then the Gemara has about Chala, it's only about vinegar and beer, but other stuff, it is Nosein Tam L'Fgam, and that the Pashtus is what Taisvah says. Taisvah says that the only reason it might be Nosein Tam L'Shevach is because it is Kavush, and it adds the chamitzus to it, right? That the vinegar and, let's say, the beer, they get stronger, more alcoholic, and therefore it is going to perhaps be Nosein Tam L'Shevach, but by everything else, it is Nosein Tam L'Fgam. That the Pashtus is from what emerges from the Tosfos. The Ramah writes that according to this Mahalach, that Sha'ar Mashkim are permitted, Shuman is also going to be okay. But there are Yesh Machmirim B'Shuman. There are some who are Machmir on Shuman, on some Shmouts. And the Shach and the Taz both quote from the Maharshal that Shuman is going to be Usser. That's going to be nice and timeless shevach by Shuman. The only things that are nice and timeless gam is Yayin, Shemen, and Devash. The Pashtus is, again, this is Judaism according to Schwartz. The Pashtus is that this seems to be along the lines of Rashi in Avodah Zarah Samach Tes, where Rashi says that the reason why an achbar in the sheikhar, an achbar in the chaymetz, might be nosein tam l'shevach, is because the strength of the chaymetz and the sheikhar does not allow the achbar to mess it up. Right? Unlike Taisvis, who says that the strength is a svara le'esar, because it'll be machlile l'shevach. That's what we spoke about within Taisvis, that pogum becomes reinvigorated al yaday something strong. Rashi holds adirabba, right? That the fact is that because it's so strong, it's too powerful to allow the achbar to contribute any flavor. That might mean that by less powerful liquids, so the achbar does contribute flavor, and it would be usser. That is what should emerge from Rashi. I should point out that Reb Feivel notes in some place in the Bandei HaShulchan that if you look in the Hagos of the Cheshek Shlomo on the in Meseches Avodah Zarah Samach Tes, in the back of the Gemara, you have Hagos of the Cheshek Shlomo, Reb Shlomo of Vilna. Right? He's the one who edited Shas. Mamash Gainailam. He took the Vilna Shas when they typeset it, the Achim and Almana Rum put out the first Shas, and they needed a Talmud Chacham to go through the Shas. So they took Reb Shlomo of Vilna. The thing is that there's a couple of mistakes because he knew he read Hebrew and Ashkenazi. So in a few places in Erevin, it says Pesach with a Samach. Right? That's a mistake that only an Ashkenazi could make. Oh, okay. But the Pashtus is that this Shaila as to whether Shuman and Sha'ar Mashkim, the way the Shach quotes in the Maharshal, whether it's nice in time of Gam, Bevadai, or nice in time of Shabach, that should depend on the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, assuming that Rashi is not with the Hagos of the Cheshek Shlomo. That's our first Ta'ara. What about if you have Shuman, which is kosher lefanenu? So the Rama writes, "Im shafchu midei yom v'yom shuman bekedera v'yesh l'sapek shema achbar hayashem kshiiro olav shuman roseach hakol aser afilu yeshrishim b'shuman negika achbar." Basically, you're pouring boiling schmaltz on the achbar. The schmaltz hardens over time. The shaila is whether you have chaf dalad shuttles that the achbar is in the liquid to become a kavosh. Alternatively, the vart is that even if the shuman is karush now, when you pour the boiling water on the shuman, that liquefies the shuman. So therefore, it could be that every drop of boiling shuman that hits the achbar becomes treif. So therefore, it's going to be usher. If it's not al yedei irui, but the shuman is balafanenu kishuhu kasha, so then all you need is netilas makom, lo mechazkinan iser. We don't assume that it's going to be usher, right? If it's shuman karush, we don't know if it was chaf dalet sha'is before it got hardened or not. So therefore, lo mechazkinan iser, we rely on the chazaka that it was okay. It had a cheskas kashrus beforehand. That's the din. The shach is bothered by a problem. L'cha'ira, shach and sifkat in dalet somewhere. The shach writes that why do we ever have a problem when there's a shaila about the achbar in the shuman, right? Even if it's one suffix, it should be mutter, because achbar itself is a suffix in the Gemara, whether it's nice and time of gam, nice and time of shevach. Rav says it's osir. We don't know if it's because Rav holds like the wrong shita, dahainu the shita that nice and time of gam is osir, or maybe holds that achbar is nice and time of shevach. So why don't we mitzdarif that to a suffix? And therefore, it's going to be mutter by every suffix. That's the shaila that the shach has. Shach has two answers. The first answer in the shach is that a suffix in shas is not a good suffix. A suffix that's found in the Gemara doesn't count as a suffix. The Badei HaShulchan points out in the Be'urim, I believe on page 243, that the Chachmas Adam goes to town with this. The Chachmas Adam says that earlier in Hilchas Treifis, we have many sfeikis in Shas that we do treat as a suffix, Higlid, right? Higlid means that you have a shaila on, let's say, the lung of an animal, and there's like a scab that develops on top of it. So if it's a suffix trefa with a higlid, so then we're makel. That's a suffix in the Gemara about higlid. We still treat it as a suffix. So the Badei HaShulchan raises this objection. Be'emtza ha-divrei ha-Badei HaShulchan, he points out that maybe there are different types of sfeikas in Shas. There's a suffix in Shas where the Gemara concludes with the word tegu. And then there's a suffix in Shas where the Gemara doesn't conclude tegu. The nafgamina is, if the Gemara says, this is page 245, I'm sorry. If the Gemara says tegu, that means that there are tzdodim lekan ulekan. There is a good reason why this is true, a good reason why that's true. If that's the case, so there's a sheet in the Taisvis in Gittin Yud Gimel, where, but she was wearing Gittin this year, there's a sheet in the Taisvis in Gittin Yud Gimel, that by a teku, kol teku shebishas cholkim. That's a sheet in Taisvis. How do you come to cholkim? Right? So teretz is, because teku means that it's tzdodim lekan ulekan. So therefore, you could say cholkim. You could say that tfisa doesn't help, right? And we're going to automatically divide it. The Badei HaShulchan quotes that there are shitas that you're allowed to bring a raya, and there's a shaila in Shas. You're allowed to bring a raya to one that's tzadim. I could, half of the tshuvas for him are based on this. But you have a shaila in the Gemara, and you place it from a different place. So they say, I think he quotes this from the Maharshal, that you can't do that on a teku, because teku means that it remains. The shaila is sharir v'kayam. So I can't bring a raya from a Gemara, because, no, das bleib the suffix. It has to remain. You can't prove it. Similarly, the Badei HaShulchan wants to argue that maybe a suffix that ends up in a teku, so such a suffix cannot be mitzuraf to a svek sveka, as opposed to other svekis in the Gemara. That's a yishuv for the shach against the ha'ara of the Chochmas Adam. The shach has a second answer. The shach says that this shaila as to whether the achbar is nice and tam lefgam and nice and tam l'shavach is fundamentally a suffik b'chisarin yediyah. And the suffik b'chisarin yediyah is not called a suffik. It's a chisarin yediyah l'cha'ora, like Taisva says, that on the one hand, it becomes more alcoholic. On the other hand, the taste is ruined. I don't know what it is, right? It's a chisarin yediyah. And suffik and chisarin yediyah is not called... Suffik and chisarin yediyah is not called a good suffik. That's basically the issue in the Shach. Now, this issue relates to what we learned earlier in Sadi Ches about what about a suffix is a chisarin yediyah l'chol ha'olam, right? So the Taz in Sadi Ches, Eis Vav, the Taz says that if it's a suffix chisarin yediyah l'chol ha'olam, that's not a suffix chisarin yediyah. But the Shach and the Nekudas HaKesef Tainas, that even if it's a suffix chesaring yediyah l'chol ha'olam, it is a suffix chesaring yediyah. The case that the Taz asked the Shaila on from Simin Hey Aleph by the Asiyas Hagavinos, that case is different because that case is Stamazaya Chumra. So the Shach and the Taz argue about something that's a suffix chesaring yediyah l'chol ha'olam. When the Shach over here says that you can't be mitzdarif, the shaila as to whether an achbra b'shichra is nice in time of gam and nice in time of shabbat, it's like the Shach in the second answer, because it's a suffig chesarin yediyah, that's the Shach l'shitaso, that a suffig, again, this is Judaism according to Schwartz, but I think this actually makes sense, that a suffig chesarin yediyah l'chol ha'olam right, is also a suffek chisaron yediyah. So that is the first issues over here in Kuf Dalet's If Beis. The Pisrei Tshuva in Os Gimel quotes a Mekshuva Nechsam Sefer about why don't we say that there's a Cheskas Chayim. Right? In other words, this Shaila of when you pour the Shuman onto the Achbar. So the Shaila is whether the Achbar is, whether the liquid is there for 24 hours to allow a kavush or not, because we don't know at what point it gets hardened. Also, we don't know, by the way, there are in between stages, between soft and really hard. At what point is there a din of kavush? Like the one conversation I had in my life with Rav Yisrael Belsky, Zichrono Livracha, was about these types of shilas. Right? How much liquid is necessary to be called kavush? Right? Let's say I have just a tiny drop of liquid. I have, let's say, a treif thing, and there's some drops of liquid underneath. Is that called a kavush? Right? Let's say something is a semi-solid. Right? That's like nogea in Hilchos Bishul B'Shabbos. Is it a lach or is it yavish? Right? Ketchup, semi-solid, or the like. Is that enough to have a kavush? Unclear. This is the only conversation I had with Rabbi Belsky. He says, suffix. Like, thank you very much. Like, I'm asking you because, like, you're the Talmud Chacham, you're speaking a raya. Like, but whatever. Okay. But in this discussion, the suffix is when it becomes karush, when the shuman gets hard. Frekt the Pisrei Tshuva, why don't we say, he quotes in the Chassam Sefer, that there is a cheskes chayim. This issue as to whether we shtel on the Cheskes Chayim or not is a discussion at the very end of the Pisrei Tshuva. He quotes in the Taz and Simin Shin Sadi Zayin. One of the shailas that comes up is if you have a shaila in Avelos. It's a suffek whether it's a Shmua Krova or Shmua Rechoka. If it's a Shmua Krova for 30 days, you have to Prava Shiva. If it's a Shmua Rechoka after 30 days, all you do is avelos of like a minute, right? So a suffix, shmua krov, a suffix, shmua rechoka, do we shtel on the cheskas chayim? The Taz argues that once you know for sure someone is dead, you don't have a cheskas chayim anymore. The Shach disagrees, and the Shach says, you do have a cheskas chayim, right? There's also a discussion in the Tshuva Svarim about you have someone who dies bein hashmashas. When do you observe the yard site? Do you assume that there's a cheskes chayim and presumably you died at the last moment? Or do you say, that's what Rav Moshe writes. So basically the last truth on Chelek Gimel of Yerideya in Igros Moshe, he says the cheskes chayim, right? So presumably you observe the yard site on the second day because he was assumed alive until then. The Chassam Sefer in the Tshuva says you don't shtel on the Cheskes Chayim, right, when it comes to Yartzeit, because the idea of Yartzeit is you want kapara, and maybe the guy died on the earlier day, and if you'll only observe the Yartzeit on the later day, there's no kapara on the earlier day. So the Chassam Sefer writes, observe both days as Yartzeit. Now, it could be difficult. You observe both days of Yartzeit, you have to fast 2 days in a row. That could be a little difficult. So the poskim say, yeah, if you're a ben Torah and you learn, so then you don't fast 2 days in a row. Then which day do you pick? They say then you pick the earlier day. That's what Chassam Sefer writes. So Chassam Sefer is assuming that we don't shtel on Cheskes Chayim, both in those shilos of Yartzeit and over here. Why don't I shtel on the Cheskes Chayim? Right, that's the issue that the Pisrei Tshuva addresses. So the Chassam Sofer says, I know why you don't shtel on the Cheskes Chayim, because what's the case? You have an achbar in the Shuman, right? You don't know when it died. Who cares? Says the Chassam Sofer in Siman Tzadi Dalet. Even if the animal, the achbar, is alive, there still is bliya. There still is going to be absorbed flavor from a live animal. There still is absorbed flavor. In Hilchos Pesach, there's one case that, like, you had some chametz in the water and a fish absorbed, the fish swallowed it up. In that case, it's different, etc. When you say that there's no blia by dagim chayim, that means that the chametz is absorbed into the fish, and therefore there's no blia from the chametz. But the fish itself, right, could be blia. That would mean that there's blia mechayim. So if you have tray fish in your aquarium, you can't drink the aquarium water because there is blia mechayim. A live animal has blia. And the Chassam Sefer writes, we'll talk about this in detail in a minute, just because it's like a fun topic that I like. The Chassam Sefer writes that there was a Shaila that came out in Frankfurt am Main. The tradition is that this Shaila was asked to the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe, Rev Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, who's the author of the Hafla'a. And not only that, but it was the first Shaila that the Hafla'a ever got when he's a Rav in Frankfurt am Main. So what happened was a chicken flies into boiling butter. The chicken flies into boiling butter. So they paskin that it's usser and you have to pour it out. That's what apparently the Hafla paskined. So they asked the Hafla, they say, one second, usser, right? But it's basar oif b'chalof. It's only midrabanan, so it's not aser bahana'a. So why you have to pour it out? So the Hafla says, l'shezuva mikesufa, to protect me from embarrassment. You have to realize, first day as Rav, he gives a psak. Everyone says, dude, right? That psak is absolutely wrong, right? It's basarayf b'chalav. How could it be a problem? So he says, no, says the Hafla. Right, the Rabbona Shalaylam gave him this idea, which he didn't think of originally. But the idea is that, no, there's a blia of Aver Menachai. Because you have a chicken that flies through boiling butter. So there's blia of Aver Menachai into it. And that's why it's usher even to Goyim. Right, he said you have to pour it out. It's usher even to Goyim. It's not usher to Goyim, it's Isser Hanav Basar B'cholov. It's usher to Goyim, because there's a blia of Eiver min hachai. And the Chassam Sefer says there's a raya that there's blia on live things from a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says that one of the tainas the Haman HaRasha had to Achashverosh is that the Jews don't treat you with any respect. If you touch their wine, the wine becomes treif. But if a fly is in the wine, it's going to be kosher. They'll pour out the fly. What do you mean? The fly's alive. Right? Right? They're going to pour out the fly and then they'll drink the wine. Right? One second. Who says the fly was dead? Right? Maybe the fly's alive. And even so, right, Haman HaRosh has a taina that they should theoretically aser the wine. The only reason they don't aser the wine probably is because of some sort of bittul. It's like, it's hard to know exactly what the story of the Chassam Sofer is bringing. Maybe the taste of the fly is alive. Maybe it was there for 24 hours. Who says there's kavush, right? If it died. The whole thing, we don't know what they're talking about. We have no idea what they're talking about with this attempted raya from the fly. So that's the tshuva in the Chassam Sefer. Yeah.
So if I have a cup of hot water.
You have a cup of hot water.
I wasn't sure if it's hot. Can I stick my finger in?
Oh, so if you're not sure it's hot, can you stick your finger in? And let's say it turns out it was hot. It turns out it's Yatzer Led. You stick your finger in, ow, right? But maybe the water all became treif. So the person who raises your shayla is the suf alker rav, not Reb David Lifshitz. The tshuva of the Amudei Ur. Actually, Reb Feivel is mitzayin it. It's Simon Nun Dal Amudei Ur. I brought it to the base medrash this morning. I didn't remember how short the tshuva was. Had I realized how short it was, I would have just read it at home. Saying Mamish 5 lines. So Amudei Ur says, how can you possibly have bleyim echayim? I stick my finger in hot water all the time. Can I get till it becomes trace? Right, that's what the Suv Alkarov says. By the way, it's interesting that in the old base medrash, the Amud is dedicated in memory of Reb David. Danny Rapp pointed this out to me. Suvalk is spelled differently in the Sharblat of the Suvalker Rov Sefer of Amudei Ur than it's spelled on the on the Amud in the Old Base Medrash. Okay, that's already for the Masadre Gittin. You have to know how you spell Suvalk. So Amudei Ur says, like, what are you talking about? Is there Bliya Mechayim? What are you talking about? The pre-Yitzchak, Reb Itzel Petterberger. The pre-Yitzchak was one of the main Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He's a big Balmosi. He wrote the Kochvei Ur. And the, what's it called? An early Yisrael. Right? These are the main Musar stuff of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. It was written by Rabbi Itzel Petterberger. The story goes where Rabbi Schefter says is that they asked Rabbi Itzel Petterberger, why are you going to learn by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter? Yeah, you're actually a Talmud Chacham. Why are you going to learn Musar? That's the kasha that they asked him. It's a good kasha, no? So he says he has a raya from Hilchas Betzias Hapas that there's, if I have two pieces of bread, right? Like sometimes you go, you have a big chunk of bread, like half a challah, and you have a tiny little bilkula, a small challah roll. Which one has kedima for Birchas Hamotzi? So he passed in the Hilchas Betzias Hapas that a shalem has kedima. So he says, I'm going to learn by Reb Yisrael Salanter because the shalem has kedima over the gadol. Because the small bulka is more chashav than the big chunk of bread. That's Reb Itzela Petterberger. That's what he said. Taka Talmud Chacham, to bring such a racket. What? No, Nimshah is that it's better to learn Musar. It's that you could become an Adam Shalem rather than learning actual Gemara, Rashi, Taisa, Shulchan Aruch, that you could become a Gadol. Right? Shlemus is better than Godless. Pashat Raya. You have to be a Talmud Chacham to bring such a Raya. So Reb Itzel Petterberger in Simin Chof Aleph of the pre-Yitzchak. By the way, Reb Itzel Petterberger's grandson put out the pre-Yitzchak with his ha'aris called the Anaf Peri. That was a Rosh Hashiva here, Reb Moshe Shatzkis. Reb Moshe Shatzkis, the Lom Jerov, right, he was a step-grandson, Reb Itzel Petterberger, but he put out the shuvahs with the kuntres in the back of the pre-Yitzchak. It's called the kuntres Anaf Peri. The kuntres Anaf Peri is Reb Moshe, the son of Reb Aaron Shatzkis. Reb Aaron Shatzkis, Reb Moshe Shatzkis' son, was also a Rosh Hashiva here. I believe there's only been two fathers and sons who are Rosh Hashiva here in YU. Reb Herschel Shechter Shlita and his father, Reb Melech Shechter, and Reb Aaron Shatzkis and his father, Reb Moshe Shatzkis. Or Reb Moshe Soloveitchik and Reb Yosef Dov Soloveitchik and Reb Aaron Soloveitchik, Reb Yosef Dov, three. Right, so we have three of them. Okay, fine. So Reb Itzela Petterberger brings a raya, two rayas. One raya is a gemara in Avodah Zarah Lamed Tes. The gemara speaks about seer. The goyim bring seer. Seer is like fish brine. How do you know if it's kosher? So the answer the gemara has, if there's a dag kilbis in the seer, you know for sure it's kosher, it's seer. Rashi writes that the dag kilbis is a treif fish. It doesn't have snappy vikaskesas. But even so, it's a simin that the tzir is kosher. But 1 second, it's been right, swimming around over there. And there's bliya mechayim. So maybe the tzir should be treif. That's the bliya mechayim. And by the way, kavash by tzir is less than chafdal and shais. Right? That's what we pask in the beginning of Kofay. We spoke about this the other day. Kavash and chometz is kavash and tzir, the way the shach writes. So he has a raya from the Gemara. about the dag kilbis. So then it's a petterberger's doicha that raya. First of all, maybe there's no blia mechayim by kovosh, but there is blia mechayim by real bishul. That's his first dichoy. Then he has another dichoy. He says that maybe the kilbis is born inside the tzir. And we learned the dinim in Pei Dalet that if you have a fish that's born inside and it's not pirish to the Sfas HaKeli, so it's all kosher. Ah, so that's his dichoy for the kilbis. This stuff is geschmack, no? If you want to have a lot of fun with this, look in the Lakutei Ha'aris of the Chassam Sefer. Lakutei Ha'aris of the Chassam Sefer tells a story, by the way, when they told the Nesivis, the Chavistas, that Reb Pinchas Halevi Harwitz, the Hafla, Aser, the chicken that flew through the boiling butter, the Chavistas started to laugh. That's the story. In the Lakutei Ha'aris of the Chassam Sefer, that's the story that they tell. And he has a lot about this issue. Then Reb Itzel Petterberger brings another raya. The Gemara Chulin Daf Ches has a shayla where the Beis Hashkita is sown in a roseach. Right? If I, the Beis Hashkita of an animal, right, is it sown in a roseach? So the shayla is, right, the way the Gemara says, the shayla is if I use a goy's knife, that the goy's knife, I cut treif meat, right? Hot treif meat. So maybe there's blia into the kosher animal, and that depends on the Beis Hashkita that's saying in the Reseach. So you guys says, why are you asking it that way? Maybe even if the animal is a kosher animal, but the Beis Hashkita could make the knife Eiver Min Hachai, and then by the time, right, the knife is going to be Eiver Min Hachai, and it's going to treif up. So every animal's treif. Every animal's treif, because you shech with a knife. The knife becomes Eiver Min Hachai in the middle of the Shechita. Right? So every animal is going to be treif. How's the blia from Eiver Min Hachai? So the Gemara says, no. Even though the Beis HaShechita is Reiseach, according to one opinion, according to that one side in the Suffolk, but it's only Reiseach mamash at the end of the Shechita, the last moment, at that point, it's not called an Eiver Min Hachai anymore. That's the discussion in the Gemara. So says Reb Itzel Petterberger, the Gemara is only daicha the raya from Eva from the sakin with Eva Menachai. The Gemara is only docha the raya because it only becomes hot at the last moment. But you see that there would be blia by Eva Menachai. That means that there's blia on the live thing. Right? That's what Reb Itzel Petterberger Tainus is a raya. It's not a bad raya. You see that there is blia mechayim. At least, v'cha pachos by hot stuff. There'll be blia mechayim. Okay? In the Lakutei Ha'aris of the Chassam Sefer, they go to town with this psak of Pinchas Halevi Harwitz that the Sam Sefer quotes. The Hafla wanted to aser the chicken that flies into the boiling butter because, by the way, the Prima Godim has this in the beginning of Tzadi Ches. The Piskei Tshuva raises a tain that how come you don't quote the Prima Godim on this conversation? This Prima Godim is the first Prima Godim in Tzadi Ches. In the Sifse Das Os Aleph, Shamati Shahaya She'ela Be'eze Chaticha She'itichu Yore Gedola She'chelma. They heat up a big pot of butter, Uparach Letocha Of. Right? And the Shaila was whether the butter becomes treif and there was a Mavucha Bein HaLomdim, etc. So the Prima Gun says, Anilo A'amin, Amhayezeh She'ela. I can't believe that there's a shayla, because of course it's usher. I would have said exactly if I cared. Prima Gaim says, "It's course, it's usher." Like Basoif Bachalov. End of the conversation. So the Hafla wanted to aser the oaf that fell, that flew through the butter, because it is a bli of Eiver Menachai, and therefore it's aser even to Bnei Noyach. So a few ha'aros. Reb Itzel Petterberger in that tshuva, Simon Kofav the Priyitz, like the man's hitting home runs today. So he says, one second, there's a shayla in the Gemara where the behema b'chayeha, right, le'evarim omedes or not, right? Is a live animal considered Eiver Menachai? It could be that's only Eiver Menachai, right, when it's a, when you chop off an Eiver from a live animal. When you have an entire shalem live animal, maybe that's not an Eiver Menachai. And he says that's a shayla in the Gemara, and the Rambam passing it's not Eiver Menachai. That's one ha'ara. Now, it still might be Basar Menachai, though. So maybe you could ask it out Basar Menachai. But there's another ha'ara over here. Who says the din of Tam Ke'ikar applies to Bnei Noach? No? You have a chicken, flies through the butter. You want to ask it out Eiver Menachai. Eiver Menachai is also to Bnei Noach. Tam Ke'ikar, that's learned from Mishras. Right? Giyulayakum, whatever the source of Tam Ke'ikar is. Who says that Tam Ke'ikar applies to Bnei Noach? That's in the Likutei Aris of the Chassam Sefer. He has a lengthy discussion about this. Now, l'chora, this should be totally in the lumdus of Tam Ke'ikar. Do I say by Tam Ke'ikar, Ahadrei li'isurakama? Is a pshat in Tam Ke'ikar that when it's nice and tam, that means that ke'ilu, the original Isser, is present. If the original Isser is present, so then l'cha'ora, right, it's like a shtikol ever min hachai, right? And therefore, it's going to be usher even from Neib Noach. If you're the tam kicker's a new din, right, so then shouldn't be usher for Bnei Noach. But if you're it's not a new din, so then it could be usher for Bnei Noach. That's, again, Judaism according to Schwartz, right? That's how I would phrase the Shaila. In the Likutei Aris of the Chassam Sefer, though, he says, Azoy, he has a different mahalach to answer the Shaila. One could argue that even if there's no Tam Ke'ikar, even if it's Batul B'Shishim, but it should still be Asur for Bnei Noach, because Lo Nemru Shi'urim, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Melachim, that Shi'urim are not formulated by Bnei Noach. Right? The dinim of Shi'urim, that a Kizayis for this, etc., whatever the halachos are, any din that requires Shi'urim, Shi'urim is only Nemru to Bnei Yisrael. That means that for Bnei Noach, a koshu is always Aser. A koshu is always going to be Aser by Bnei Noach. So one could argue that by Bnei Noach, the bird that flies through, right, even if you have Yosem Yishishim, even if there's no Nesinas Tam, it's going to be Aser, because it's no worse than a koshu. In terms of the Shaila about maybe it is, maybe the Achbar, or the bird that flew through it. Let's talk about the bird that flies through the butter. Maybe you want to say that's not Eiver Min Hachai, because what's it called? Because it's a complete animal. So in the Likutei Aris of the Chassam Sefer, it's actually a funny book. Yeah, I quote all these like funny Hungarian tshuvas in the Likutei Aris of the Chassam Sefer. So in the Likutei Aris, he quotes some Hungarian tshuva who says, no, when it flies through the butter, so the outside of the bird gets scalded. When it's mamish burned, so it's no longer mechubar to the animal. Just like there's a discussion in the Achrayim that you can't put tefillin on the hand. Let's say that's gangrenous. If the hand is considered like totally burned, has no feeling at all, it's not mechubar to the thing. So it could be that al yaday, the burning of the chicken that flew through the butter, so it's not mechubar anymore, so therefore it's a regular Eiver Min Hachai. This, gentlemen, is a very fun topic, in my opinion, that the Pesachei Tshuva quotes in the Chassam Sefer. Quotes in the Chassam Sefer this entire discussion. Okay, again, read the whole Pesachei Tshuva here in Simen Kuf Dalet Sif Katan Gimel. And Ayin Shem B'Tim Sanachas. Okay, guys, have a great day.